washed away at sea. This isn't how you made it out. You say time's a healer, but I can't forget.
Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North. At the top of the show, we heard an interview with Stephen Marcus. Since 1994, his family name also adorns Milwaukee's Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. The multi-venue complex is home to Eline Hall, Todd Weir Hall, and Vocal Hall under the roof, and to the intimate Peck Pavilion outside by the river. It was in that covered outdoor space that the English folk rock band The Dunwells rocked the town at the end of July. It wasn't the band's first time playing in Milwaukee since they began in 2009, but it was the first time we were able to get them into our studio for some music and conversation. This is the title track from their 2012 album, Blindsided Faith.
Blindsided faith.
Oh, you love me now.
Blindsided faith.
Feeling.
Blindsided faith.
Yes, you had your chance.
Blindsided faith.
I don't love you anymore.
Blindsided faith.
Oh, you love me still.
Blindsided faith.
Feel the feeling.
Blindsided faith.
Yes, you had your chance.
Blindsided faith.
But I don't love you anymore. Cause this is just blindsided faith. I can't relate. Cause this is just blindsided faith.
The Dunwells in Lake Effect's performance studio with Blindsided Faith, which is also the name of their album. And gentlemen, welcome to the show. Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Hey, how are you doing?
So let's just go around and introduce yourselves and tell me what you play and sing.
My name is David Hansen and I play guitar.
Hi, my name is David Dunwell. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Joe Dunwell. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Johnny Lamb. I play drums normally, but today I'm on a box. And I sing as well.
I'm Rob Clayton, and I play the bass.
And don't sing.
I do a few oohs and ahs.
Oohs and ahs. Yeah. And did they keep you in the corner just to play the bass? Yeah. So, fantastic album, gentlemen, I have to say.
Thank you.
Really enjoy it. And seeing you live, which is, this is the first time I've seen you, even in a studio setting, to do this. Great, great stuff. So for the audience here who may not know much about you, you're from Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on sort of an American-Canadian tour. Is that what's going on right now?
We are just coming to the last week, actually. We finish this tour on the 4th of August at Lollapalooza. It's a 7.5-week tour, so we're coming up to the last week.
Anxious to get home?
Looking forward to getting home. We've had a great tour. This has been one of our favourite tours to do. We've done 5 American tours, and we're figuring it out.
It's festival time, so there's great stages that we're playing across America and Canada. So it's been a really good for playing to big crowds and having great gigs.
Now, Blindsided Faith came out, what, 2 years ago?
Released under Concord Records August last year, so we've been touring it since then.
How are people responding? Are you getting more airplay? People starting to know who you are better?
Yeah, and people are turning up to the shows, and especially with radio play of I Could Be a King, the single that we had. People are turning up and singing along, which is great. You know, for the first time ever, people are actually singing the words back to us.
How does that feel?
It's just a great feeling, you know. You feel like you're doing the right thing.
One of the things I love about listening to your music is I can tell you've all listened to things from like the 60s and 70s, particularly your harmonies. There's a lot of Crosby, Stills, and Nash I hear in there, that influence, that kind of very tight harmony. We're going to hear that in the song in the middle. But yet you guys are not covering. You're doing your own writing, which is also very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the influences? Am I naming the correct influences, or are there others that are more?
I think the Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the harmonies are just natural to us because me and Dave are brothers, and Johnny grew up in the same town or just about outside the same town that we live in. So we've always sung together. I don't think we've intentionally gone out there to sound like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but it's great to have these comparisons, you know, to be said that, you know, our harmonies sound similar. as a band, we've all got such different influences. Like, I'm into Radiohead and an English Manchester band down the road from us called Elbow, and Rob's into Biffy Clyro and Brand New, and more rock than country and folk.
I like your quintessential English bands like your Coldplays, but I also love my American rock as well, like Counting Crows. And I think, as Joe says, we've all got such eclectic tastes, different. We all love different music. None of it was intentionally brought. You know, we never decided this is how we're going to sound. We just brought all of our influences in.
And this is what happened. All, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dave, I can hear you're really into the blues, because I was listening you warm up.
Yeah, I really like John Lee Hooker and Buddy Guy. Joe Bonamassa, maybe, you know, more contemporary blues players. But yeah, the blues is the thing that I listen to, being a guitar player, you know.
Well, and I just like the fact you've got the three guitars all doing interesting things, but then the bass is also melodic as well. And then, I'm not leaving you out, Johnny, I promise.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just waiting.
Yeah. But, you know, you're, you know, like Phil Collins, a drummer who sings, but also I can tell even just on the box, there's a lot of interesting rhythms and things that are going. It's not just beating out of time, you know.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I just kind of go with it. It's one of them things. There's no real, I studied drums for a little bit, but I never got that far with it. So I just kind of do what I do, and then if it's not good enough, these will tell me.
Well, most of the songs are written on just an acoustic guitar, so they've kind of got free rein to add that flair that the song needs, do you know what I mean? You know,
when you all get together and you're rehearsing and you bring a new song in, everybody is part of the arrangement?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So do you consider yourself all the songwriters, or...?
Mm-hmm. Every song's got a different story, but we definitely all arrange the songs together, you know. We don't think we all respect each other as musicians, and especially in the areas. I mean, try my best not to tell Johnny how to play a beat, because he can play much. He's got a better mind to think about beats and patterns than we do. The arrangement's very important that we're all in the room together.
So what about the songwriting process for you? You know, do you just stuff just come? Do you go off and do you try to do concentrated songwriting bursts? How does that work?
Every song's different, you know, like song like Only Me, that was completely written by Johnny, but I had a chorus that kind of fit that song, so we stuck the two together and it just seemed to work, you know. And then this song's like on the album Elizabeth, it has been around for 5 years before the band even became a band, and then songs like I Could Be a King and Blindsided Faith were written during the first album process, and every song's an individual, and because we're working on the second album now, it's becoming more exciting as well.
Because we tour so much as well, I think that we've all learned how to kind of take our guitars into the hotel rooms and carry on the writing process as well. So I think you've got to utilize this time that we're all together.
Yeah, you said in one of the songs, I am forgetting which one, it might have been Follow the Road, you were in Texas when that all finally came together. So like, it sounds like the road itself feeds the songwriting process for you.
You can say that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the riff Dave Hansen had for, I don't know how long he had it before he actually showed us guys, but he had the riff, and then we were on a trip up to Edinburgh, and I was driving, and Johnny was at the front, and Hansen got the guitar out at the back, and he played us this riff, and we all started singing Follow the Road, and, you know,
it sounded very different then. And then when we went to go and record the album in Austin, Texas, that's when it got that bit of a Texas flair to it there. It got finished up there.
That little bit of drive, yeah, that yeah. Sort of, you yeah. know, American drive to it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the song Only Me, and a breakup song, a love song.
What it was really late at this party, and everyone was starting to fall asleep, and then me and one guy were just sat up with a guitar, and it kind of like all the verses and things like that just came out in one go, but someone was recording it, so I got the recording back and then wrote down what I said and didn't really change anything. And then Joe came up with
the chorus, the things are getting easier now, was just a few lyrics. Like, it was just an idea. I didn't actually know where it was going to go or what it could go to. And then Johnny, we were in Durham, Newcastle, just writing down some demos. Oh, no, we were on tour at the time. We were doing, like, a coffee shop tour. And Johnny went, well, I've got this idea. And I went, well, that's in the same key that I've written this. It was just kind of something that happened.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Dunwells in Lake Effects Performance Studio.
And every time I'm crying, and every time I'm crying, I think of you.
I'd rather be escaping, rather be escaping from the truth. It's only me I'm blaming, it's me who changed the lanes and crashed down hard. So hard. But things are getting easier now. I won't break out, my love. And every time I'm running, and every time I'm running, I run to you. I'd rather be escaping, rather be escaping from the truth. It's only me I'm blaming, it's me who changed the lanes and crashed. It's only me I'm drinking, only me that can't relax. Things are getting easier now. I won't break out, my love. Things are getting easier now. I won't break out, my love.
That was the Dunwells with Only Me in Lake Effect Performance Studio. Again, beautiful, beautiful harmonies. And that is something that a lot of bands don't do. It's that really kind of close harmony. And I tend to think of it as way back, like doo-wop type singing, where everything is just so close and so tight. And I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good stuff. So, second album coming out. You working on it?
Working on it. It's an exciting time for us. We've got one album, the first album, which Blindsided Faith, which we are mega, mega proud of. And that's kind of the catalyst or the starting point for what the Dunwells is. And we've got 5 tours under our belt. And, you know, we're looking to always move forward.
Same kind of tunes that are going to be on the second album? Or is it too early to talk about yet?
I think it's too early to talk about. There's a few good ideas that we're kind of road testing, playing our live shows. And that kind of gets us all excited about the new writing process and getting the new songs in. But I really feel like we could go any direction with this band. Being 5 individuals who like to write songs, we could go in either way. And I find that quite exciting, really. So a bit too early to talk about.
Okay. But are we going to hear some of the new things tonight?
Yes.
Oh, like, good.
Yeah, quite a few of them, yeah.
Oh, good.
Because we've been on tour, we've got told that we were playing, like, hour and 20-minute sets, hour and 30-minute sets. So we had to actually write some more stuff to actually fill out these hour and a half sets. So I don't know if they're good or not. But
yeah. And make sure you have enough for encores and all of that kind of stuff.
We didn't want to do covers, so we started to, you know, we just kept on writing.
Have to keep writing. Have the have crowds been good? People been liking stuff?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, really good.
Good. Because it's amazingly infectious music. really enjoy listening to it. I've kind of burnt, if you can wear a CD out, I have. But I can't thank you enough for coming in and playing for us and talking with us a little bit. And I hope the next time you're in Milwaukee, you'll stop back.
We will. Absolutely.
Thank you for
and
having us.
The new album will be out then, maybe.
Yeah.
And we'll hear some of the new things that we'll hear. Those of us who are going to go to the concert tonight will hear.
Yes, so, we will, yeah.
Very cool. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And face the truth, life is up to you. Just go forward, find your feet, my friend. Time heals everything. Just go forward. As the sun goes down, we carry on regardless. Arms are open wide, fight the urge to cry.
The Dunwells performed Follow the Road in our Studio C1 at the end of July. The band members are Joseph Dunwell, vocals and acoustic guitar, David Dunwell, vocals, piano, guitars, and banjo, Johnny Lamb, vocals and drums, Rob Clayton, bass and vocals, and Dave Hansen, lead guitar, vocals, and pedal steel. You can hear all three songs they played for us, Blindsided Faith, Only Me, and Follow the Road, in their entirety at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Thanks to John Strzelecki for engineering that concert. I'm Bonnie North, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now. Fresh air is next.